two top officials of the Salt Lake Olympic Organizing Committee resigned today. Two others have been placed on administrative leave. Four investigations are underway into allegations of bribery involving the awarding of the 2002 Winter Olympic Games to Salt Lake City. NPR's Howard Berkus reports that today's personnel changes are intended to get preparations for the Games back on track.
Salt Lake Olympic CEO Frank Jaklik chaired the bid committee that brought the Olympics to Utah, but he denied any knowledge of bribery or influence peddling used in that bid, even as he announced his own resignation.
As a man who sought donations from his friends to fund this effort, and as a man who has complete faith in the values of the Olympic movement and the nobility of this pursuit, the acts during the Olympic bidding process that besmirch our reputation break my heart. I trust that the IOC will bring a new era to the way business is done in the Olympic world.
The IOC is the International Olympic Committee, which voted in 1995 to place the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City. Jaklik acknowledged today that some of the votes of IOC members seem to have strings attached, including college scholarships, free medical care, guns and skis, cash payments of up to $70,000, and even a profitable real estate deal. Jaklik blamed all of that on more junior officials. One was asked to resign, two others are on administrative leave, and the former coordinator of the bidding effort now loses a $10,000 a month consulting contract. Today's action followed several hours of closed-door meetings yesterday with Utah Governor Mike Leavitt.
It must be made absolutely clear that the actions of a few do not reflect the values, the moral expectations, or the standards of behavior of this community or this state. We deplore it, and we revolt at being associated with any type of misbehavior of this sort.
Leavitt placed blame on what he calls a sinister corner of corruption in the International Olympic Committee. That didn't begin in Salt Lake City, he said, but let it end here.
We cannot avoid the fact that we have been injured by these events. We have but one choice. We will clean this wound, and then we'll let the healing warmth of sunshine and an otherwise strong body do its work.
The Olympics promised to introduce Salt Lake City to the world. Instead, it's tarnished the city with shame. In the months since the scandal broke, daily revelations fed a rising tide of anger, disappointment, and fear in Utah, because the scandal enhances the possibility of an Olympic-sized debt for taxpayers. Some of the corporate sponsors expected to pay the bulk of the costs of staging the Games complain now about the diminishing value of the Olympic brand. Just yesterday, telephone giant U.S. West withheld $5 million of its $50 million Olympic commitment until it gets answers to its own questions about the scandal. Again, Utah Governor Mike Leavitt.
I think there's little question that this will, for a moment, have sponsors uneasy. But we are moving with all dispatch to make it clear to them that this is a very rough moment, but we will move by it, and that the Olympic Games will continue to be an extraordinary opportunity for world unity and peace, and to speak the best of what is mankind, and Salt Lake City will exemplify that.
There are still tremendous hurdles. Four investigations are underway, which promise more revelations and the possibility of criminal charges. I'm Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.